More than 700 bicycle riders are killed in the U.S. every year, almost all as a result of collisions with cars, and 75% of them die of head injuries. Many thousands more suffer less severe but still debilitating injuries, like permanent personality changes or learning disabilities that can result from a brain injury. So what can you do to prevent these? Well, medical research shows that a bicycle helmet can prevent up to 85% of cyclists' head injuries, and that's especially true for the developing brains of children. Joining us today to tell us more about the importance of bike helmets for children and how you can get these for free is Dr. Zulma Tovar Spinoza, Assistant Professor of Neurosurgery and the Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Spinoza.
Oh, thank you very much for having me again.
Yes, tell us now, what is it and what are the dangers of a head injury from a bike accident for children?
So, the main reason that I'm here today is because parents are not really aware about the severity of a head injury just for a kid falling from his bike. The severity of injuries can be from, it's just a bump on the head that can cause a post-concussion syndrome, as you mentioned before, cause problems like chronic headaches, learning disabilities, inhabilitating headaches that can keep the kid at home and preventing him from going to school, sometimes for months and months. And that's the less of the less. More for the kids, and most of them will have a skull fracture that will prevent them to participate on sport activities, contact sports, and will have him out of physical activities for months and months as well.
And is it also true that you don't always recognize the initial symptoms of this post-concussion head injury?
Most of the time, yeah, the kid will start complaining about some headaches some hours after. And when they are small infants, sometimes the parents will realize one day after that they have some swelling on the skull. But when these symptoms are more severe, whether it's headaches and vomiting and some more, or most of them will develop also change on personality, on consciousness, on alertness, also even some weaknesses and deterioration on the mental status, then is when we need to rush these kiddos to the emergency department. The severity of these injuries, as I mentioned, came from little injuries to the severe injuries where kids are admitted with a brain contusions, which means bleeds inside the brain. Sometimes we need to rush them for surgery, and certainly some of these injuries are life-threatening.
They're life-threatening, certainly in the acute stages, but also it sounds like some of the results of these kinds of head injuries can be long-lasting, even if they're not as extreme.
Some of these injuries can be permanent, and that's the sadness, that why we should something that we can prevent so easily will have such a large and long time sequela.
Have we found, I saw the statistics that say that 85% of these injuries can be prevented by the use of a helmet. Is that true for children as well?
That's more than true for helmet. The single use of a device as a helmet can prevent, all the kids fall. And we do know that. And as a parents, we would like to have our kids in a bubble. But they will eventually hit their heads. But if they have a helmet that will get the force of the hitting, it will prevent the kid from having a head injury.
So tell us about, now there's some a very big program going on where there's a bike helmet giveaway. Can you tell us about that for parents?
So I'm not tired enough to tell my patients, even this week, only this week, we had already 3 admissions because of bikes and head injury with kids that were not wearing a helmet. I cannot say it enough about how important this is. We are developing our second annual campaign that it's a giveaway campaign that is a result of a team effort from the trauma department and the pediatric neurosurgery division in Upstate.
It's an effort through Upstate Medical University to do this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To give away some helmets. Last year we did it. First time we gave away 150 helmets with education, teaching the parents and the kids how to fit the helmet, because not every single helmet is good for biking. Every single helmet has an indication for every single sport. And the kids have to sign a contract that they compromise themselves to using the helmet while biking, and the parents get have to get the compromise that they are going to force the kids to wear the helmet when they are biking.
So they have the kid has to agree that he's going to wear the helmet every time they bike, and the parent has to agree as well to get the free helmet.
Yes, and also we teach them that in the New York State, every single kid under the age of 17 has the is compulsory by law to wear a helmet. Now, many parents are aware of that. If your kid is admitted in the hospital, you certainly can have an investigation, legal investigation, because you were negligent on protecting your child.
I think that's a little known fact, actually, that it's a law. I really think so. Under age 17, every person is required,
it's required
to wear a helmet.
I will say that they should be compulsory for any single age.
In the little bit of time we have left, where is this taking place and when?
Okay, September 3rd, mm-hmm. State Fair, 10 a.m. Please give the information to every single person that you think that they cannot buy the helmet by themselves. We will have 540 helmets, a bunch of volunteers, a bunch of educations, and a lot of motivations to teach everybody and to pass the voice that we need to wear our helmets and protect our brains for life.
I think this is amazing. 540 free helmets that you're
yes.
going to be giving away. Well, that's outstanding. And I think we've gotten the message out. Let's hope people are listening. Let's hope they show up and pick up those helmets.
And even if you don't come, please wear your helmet and protect your brain. Save your child.
Thank you, Dr. Spinoza. Thank you so much. We have to take a short break, but we'll be right back. So please stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.